In this bulletin, 15 dead in a mass shooting in South Africa. Protesters vow not to leave the office and residence of Sri Lanka's president until he officially resigns. And in sport, Novak Djokovic defeats Nick Kyrgios to secure a fourth successive Wimbledon title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghadib. Fifteen people have been killed and nine others wounded in a shooting at a bar in South Africa's largest black township. Police say a group of men entered the Orlando East Tavern late at night in Soweto on the outskirts of Johannesburg and started shooting randomly at patrons. The perpetrators fled the scene. It is not yet known exactly how many there were or what their motivation was. A member of the Provincial Executive Council, Faith Mazubuko, says assault rifles were used in the attack.
The type of the rifles that we used, which is the AK-47, really, really does injure a person in such a way that that person sometimes never becomes easy for them to actually survive. So it is confirmed now where 15 people have passed on from this incident in Windsor.
Protesters are still in the residence and office of the Sri Lankan president and say they won't leave until he and the prime minister both officially resign. Both President Gotabaya Rajapaksa and Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe have offered to quit their posts amidst widespread protests brought on by the country's economic collapse. The country has been hit by severe shortages of basic goods. Feelings are particularly intense against Mr. Rajapaksa, whose family has largely ruled Sri Lanka for the last 20 years. Opposition political parties are meeting to try and find agreement on a new government. This protester, who gave his name only as Hamid, says dislike of Mr. Rajapaksa has brought together Sri Lanka's various, sometimes divided, ethnic and religious groups.
First of all, I want to thank the Rajapaksa family because they united all the nations under one flag, one roof, one shelter. Because we were divided into three different nations, like Tamils, Hindus, as well as Sinhalese, Buddhists, Muslims and Islam. Now we are all gathered as one and one family. So we are actually, now we are celebrating the real freedom.
More Australians will be able to access more COVID-19 treatments from today. Eligibility for a fourth COVID vaccine has been approved to include anyone over 30, and antiviral medication is available for people over 70. The federal government says the new measures have been introduced to combat the increase in cases over the winter. AMA Vice President Dr. Chris Moy tells SBS News that this is a significant step.
It's an important move to widen the access of these medications and to somewhat simplify the eligibility criteria. So essentially, those over 70 now, with or without symptoms, who have COVID, can now get access to the medications. Those over 50 with two risk factors, or Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islanders 30 years and over with two risk factors.
The Aboriginal flag will fly on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, replacing the New South Wales state flag. The Sydney Morning Herald newspaper reports New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has confirmed the move. It had earlier been reported that it would cost $25 million to install another flagpole to display the Aboriginal flag on the bridge, which caused much public comment and controversy. This money will now be put towards Close the Gap initiatives to help Indigenous people. The Aboriginal flag has been flying on the Sydney Harbour Bridge in place of the New South Wales state flag recently to mark NAIDOC Week. The New South Wales flag from the bridge will be moved to the redeveloped precinct on Macquarie Street in central Sydney. And in sport, Novak Djokovic has defeated Nick Kyrgios to secure a fourth successive Wimbledon title with a 4-6, 6-3, 6-4, 7-6 victory. The 35-year-old Serb stretched his unbeaten streak at Wimbledon to 28 matches as he calmly seized the initiative after being eclipsed in an opening set dominated by the Kyrgios serve. In claiming a seventh Wimbledon crown, Djokovic took his Grand Slam singles haul to 21, one behind men's all-time record holder Rafael Nadal. Playing in his first Grand Slam final, the 27-year-old Kyrgios played some scintillating tennis in a 31-minute opening set in which Djokovic could get nowhere near his serve. Following the match, both players heaped praise on one another, with Djokovic joking about the budding bromance between the two players.
I really respect you a lot. I think you are a phenomenal tennis player, an athlete, amazing talent. I mean, you've been hearing all of that for many years. But now, you know, everything is starting to come together for you. So I'm sure we're going to see much of you in the later stages of a Grand Slam, man. And I never thought I'm going to say so many nice things about you, considering the relationship. Okay, it's officially a bromance.
Kyrgios called Djokovic a god.
Yeah, he's a bit of a god. I'm not going to lie. I thought I played well. But yeah, first of all, I just want to congratulate Novak and your team. Of course, you've won this championship. I don't even know how many times anymore. So.
With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.